a new company and product called SourcePoint launched today. SourcePoint exists to block the ad blockers. Robert Cookson is the digital media correspondent for the Financial Times and joins us to talk about it. Welcome to you, Robert.
Hi, Mike.
Now, how does SourcePoint work exactly? What is SourcePoint and how does it work?
Well, its mission is, as you say, it's to block the ad blockers. It's to provide online publishers with a powerful new weapon to get their revenues back up to where they'd be if a significant proportion of their users weren't blocking their ads. Its exact technology is a bit of a secret sauce, but essentially, as I understand it, they provide tools that will bundle up the ads with the main content of a site and serve it all via the same computer server of a publisher in a way that if a blocker blocks it, they'll block everything. So the blockers can't disentangle the ads from the main editorial content.
And who is behind SourcePoint?
So there's a guy called Ben Baroukas who's behind it. He's one of the real big guns in the advertising technology world. He sold his previous business, AdMeld, to Google for $400 million and worked at Google for a few years before leaving about a year ago to set up SourcePoint. He's assembled a kind of crack squad of guys from all the big ad tech companies, AppNexus, DoubleClick, LiveRail, and so on. And it looks pretty serious. They've also raised $10 million of financing from some big names in the venture capital world. So this looks like the first really, really serious and credible attempt to fight back against blockers.
One of the things that I'm really interested in here is that he's been in a variety of interviews, Cookson has been talking about the idea that when you go to a web-supported site, there's a transaction that takes place. There's a deal, an implicit deal that you get this content for free and in exchange, we're going to throw ads at you. But if you don't want to see the ads, maybe we'll make another deal. That's the part of this that I think is really interesting. Can you talk about what they're talking about in terms of alternatives to ads for the audience and also for publishers?
Well, right. So as you say, sort of, there's always been this implicit trade-off. As a consumer, you go to a website and you access their content and you see ads in exchange. But it's been all too easy for people to, you know, install an ad blocker and scrap, you know, what might be seen as their side of the deal. What SourcePoint is trying to do is trying to make this implicit transaction explicit. And so if you come to a website with an ad blocker enabled, they'll throw up some kind of screen giving you an option about the type of advertising you'd be willing to see, or even if you're really anti-advertising, they might ask you to pay some kind of fee. Who knows how much that would be? That'll be an interesting number to view the content without the ads. Exactly what this will look like, how much customization will be on offer is yet to be determined because publishers haven't started rolling it out. Who knows how interested publishers will be? You know, will consumers like this type of thing, or will they think, screw it, I'm just going to leave this site altogether? But essentially, they're trying to bring more of a kind of back and forth relationship between the viewer of a website and the publisher.
Ad blockers have been around for years now, and I'm always surprised by how few people that I know in my circles actually use them. And I've been hearing for a long time from the publishing industry that this is a serious threat, but it seems like we haven't quite gotten to the point of it being as big a threat as I thought it would be. Do you know where we are in the state of the industry in terms of how much revenue is being lost by publishers because people are using ad blockers?
It's very hard to put very hard numbers on it. There are some estimates out there that as of last year, about 140 million people were using ad blockers. That's only about 5% of the online population. So it's still a niche phenomenon, but it is widely seen as rising very fast. And if you go to, if you talk to publishers with sites that have a young male tech savvy demographic, so video game websites, for instance, they see huge, huge proportions of their users using ad blockers, up to about 50%, which clearly has an enormous impact on their ability to survive. For more general news sites, it's probably, you know, it's still a fairly niche thing, but everyone sees it coming. And what's changing is that the ease of using ad blockers, it's becoming easier and easier. It's coming onto mobile. There's more and more talk about even possibility of network operators installing kind of mass blocking across their networks. So publishers are starting to wake up to the fact that even if this isn't yet, killing their businesses, there's a possibility, if trends continued and nothing was done about it, that it could start to have a significant impact.
One of the things that I think is interesting about this is that in this case, you're seeing the headlines and they're screaming that, somebody's cooking up this plan, no pun intended, Robert Cookson's behind it, cooking up a plan to block the ad blockers. And so the people who use ad blockers might feel immediately outraged by that, that their ad blocking is going to be defeated. But in fact, it seems to me that people who use ad blockers today should be in favor of this this initiative, simply because it requires a certain type of person to use an ad blocker, a very technically savvy, technically active user. And so the kinds of products, the kinds of companies that would target that kind of user are going to be disadvantaged. Those companies are going to have less revenue. Those companies are going to have a harder time monetizing their websites. And so it essentially biases the internet's content away from technical content, theoretically. And so to have an alternative like this where people can pay if they choose, or to have some other monetization, should be something that I think that people who are in favor of web blocking would be could get behind. Are you sensing anything like that out there with the conversation that's resulted from this news, or is this news not been in the wild long enough?
Well, who knows what the sort of the mass population of ad blockers will make of it? I mean, I imagine most of them will be pretty annoyed at the idea that they're going to be thwarted on some sites. But ultimately, I think everyone must realize that for the internet as we know it to survive, for the free content that we love to be produced, advertising has to be shown. Now, there's a debate to be had about whether there's too much aggressive, intrusive advertising out there and whether it should be toned down. And this whole battle between the ad blockers and the blocker blockers is helping that debate to be had. But ultimately, the internet as we know it cannot exist without advertising. People have to accept that they will have to see some ads, or they're going to have to pay. And I think people would, in the main, much rather see ads than have to fork out money for these services they're currently using for free.
Yeah, and again, there's a raging conversation in the chat room about whether or not ad blockers are unethical. And my personal view is that, ad blockers are not unethical, but I do think that advertising itself is an ethical form, theoretically, of monetization, simply because the internet is global and advertising makes content free, which means people who couldn't afford to pay for that content or that information or those services get that stuff for free. And if as soon as you put up a, $5 a month charge for something, well, you're creating a digital divide. There's a huge swath of the world's population that just could not afford to pay $5 a month. And so that's my own view on it. I just hope that, I see this kind of constructive, it seems to me constructive initiative to figure out the problem rather than just have this battle between the ad blockers and the advertisers continue without there actually being a conversation behind it about how to monetize the content that we all enjoy.